Welcome back to Correct Opinions. It's December 23rd. Christmas is almost here. We're going to wrap up our Christmas card segments with a couple of great ones. A lot's going on. I'm back. If you didn't know, I went on my honeymoon. A little delayed, and that was an adventure in and of itself. More to come on that. And I hope you guys are having a great week. Maybe you're with your family, maybe you're not. Maybe you're all by yourself. That's fine, too. Maybe you're virtually with family. I don't know. I don't know anything that's happening, but thanks for coming back to Correct Opinions. We're having a good time. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
That's right. I went on my honeymoon. We were supposed to do that. We had all the plans in May, right? Get married, get a honeymoon. None of that happened. We know why. But we... you know, got to work with the wifey's PTO situation. That at the end of the year goes away. So like, we're gonna postpone this to the very end of the year. Fingers crossed. And the time came around, and we looked at it and said, I think we can do it. So we got our negative COVID test before we left. Packed up, did all the safety things we got to do, and went to the beach. Very nice, but of course it wouldn't be a trip in 2020 unless it was ruined. So I pride myself on, I haven't been sick in years. I figured out that, if you just like drink water and go to bed on time, I used to get sick every other month. I was just like, I'm just a sick boy. It has nothing to do with me playing Call of Duty till 4 and then waking up for class at 8. I don't require much sleep. My body is literally falling apart. So I have not been legitimately like need to lay down in bed for a couple days sick since college, maybe high school, for real. I'm very fortunate, but a great time for that to happen again would be your honeymoon 2020. And you know, thankfully we had the negative COVID test. We knew it wasn't COVID. I actually got another one negative. I'm all good. Derek's not gonna die in the corner. He's fine. And I mean, I just couldn't believe it. So it was, I'll tell the story. It's funny. So we're doing the honeymoon vibe, right? So we have this kind of this room that overlooks like the ocean beach. It's one of those like romantic. It doesn't even have a wall. It just feels like you're kind of living outside, right? Which is kind of cool. Actually, I don't know if I'd ever do that again. But initially, like, this is pretty. I'll get into that. No, I'll get into it now. I hate birds. Shout out to Nick, New Girl. I call them wind rats. They're horrible. And when you're, of course, you know, and the worst part of those birds who have like gotten used to humans and they'll get within like 6 inches of you. So if there's any food in our resort room, the birds would start perching and kind of side-eyeing you. Oh, it drove me nuts. And then you're like, oh, look at this. We can see the ocean. There's no walls. We just feel the ocean breeze. Good morning. It's 5:45. It's bright as day in there. So... pros and cons. I'm picky. I like Correct Opinions. It was great. But on top of like this whole romantic, it's open thing is like the shower was open. So when you're showering, you feel like you're outside looking at, you know, just cool. And then also the toilet is kind of similar. It's kind of discreet, but not really. There's not walls. So you're going to the bathroom. You're like, wow, this is a view. I'm on my throne, dude. But when that's not good is when it's your honeymoon and some foreign bug is ravaging you and your wife is 20 feet away. I'm like, you need to plug your ears. That was the honeymoon, and that's fine. Had a nice time. Back feeling mostly better. I had to, man, you just forget, because I'm always a self-checkout guy. If I'm usually going somewhere, pop into Target or something, self-checkout, but that just doesn't exist at the airport. So I'm here at the Miami airport. Like, I need to grab a few things to help myself out at one of those like Hudson News or whatever, but it's not self-checkout. And I tell you, sometimes when you purchase something at checkout, I'm sharing such intimate knowledge with this person checking me out. Don't look me in my eyes when you scan my vitamin water and Imodium, because don't look me in my eyes when you're checking me out and all I'm purchasing is diarrhea medicine and a smart water. Because what now you know something about me that I don't want that I haven't told any. Okay, this is the list of intimacy for my honeymoon. Katie, the lady at Hudson News in Miami Airport, everybody else. I didn't even tell my own parents, my own friends. Yeah, I just got kind of sick, you know, had some like stomach issues. That's it. But now I've gotta check out with this. I threw in like some corn nuts to like lighten the load a little bit. I didn't even eat them. I threw them right away. I don't want to only buy diarrhea medicine. Yeah, I also want some fruit snacks. No, I don't. Whew. So I was so, I don't know if any of y'all have experienced this. If you ever kind of go to a different country or like a different culture or something and the food's good for like 3 days, I'm like, do you guys have a Chipotle in your resort? You should get one of those. I was dying. The best we could find at the airport we stopped at was TGIF. TGI Fridays. Thank goodness it was Friday, people. It really was. And those chicken strips were a godsend. So that was my honeymoon. It was great. No, we had a good time. Very cool. Very, very beautiful. All of the ways we got there and back felt very safe, very, very well organized, but man, what a journey. Good to be back. I have some Christmas cards. You guys know, I think this could be an annual Correct Opinions thing, but we have our braggy Christmas cards. The 2021's a little different. They're kind of funny. There's definitely way less entries this year, which is probably a good thing. I think people kind of got it. It's like we didn't do anything this year, I think most people at least grasped, like, this year has not been the best for anyone except Bezos. So we need to imagine Bezos' holiday letter. 2020 has been an interesting one here at the Bezos fam. You know, we didn't foresee this happening, but luckily we were able to adjust. You know, our kids are doing great. They don't even go to school because, well, we tried a few different schools and we didn't like it, so we just bought it and then burned it to the ground. So, and I don't know, we're just not even going to do school. We bought another $200 million property. That's kind of, and I doubled my worth this year to over $200 billion. So while this year wasn't ideal for everybody, I am killing it. Sincerely, Jeff Bezos and family. Screw you, ex-wife. I want my money back. Okay, just kidding. Shout out to Bezos. Didn't get a prenup. I guess at the time he didn't know he'd make $100 billion, but that's the system, people. Stay together. Okay, we're an anti-divorce podcast here. It's okay if you got divorced. You know, yeah, things happen, but you know, you like to see Bezos stick together. But I would love to be on Bezos' Christmas card list. Can you imagine? He looks more like Dr. Evil every day. But I love the guy. He gets me my packages very timely. So I got a few cards. I'm gonna pull one up here. This first Christmas card was sent into by a listener. Thank you. We're gonna dive right in. Christmas 2020. It starts. What a year this has been, and only a year ago, we were actually in Wuhan, China. What? Okay. Burn the letter. Needless to say, there will be no stories or pictures of foreign travel, but we have been healthy and have not noticed much change in our retirement routine, other than a few months without the gym. That's true, retirement, folks. I guess you're just chilling. Anyways, Wuhan, China was either a very strange detail to include, or a classic joke. Yeah, we went to Wuhan. Needless to say, there will be no stories or pictures of foreign travel, but we have been healthy and have not noticed much change in our retirement routine, other than a few months without the gym. Fortunately, like, why do we need to know this? Hey, just an update. We haven't done much this year. Kind of same old, same old. Fortunately, all our children have stayed employed and healthy. Just letting you know, our kids are still killing it. Okay, like everyone, we cleaned out closets, did some home maintenance, and read lots of good books. Our efforts in compensating with quarantine, including hosting a socially distanced cocktail hour, or three, under our gazebo with two other couples in the neighborhood. Nobody got sick. That's very important. Everyone has qualifiers. I even did it. I'm like, I went on a trip. We did negative COVIDs before and after. No one's... We did a nice little hangout. Socially distanced. No one got sick. This year will be remembered as the year Andrew wed his lovely wife on September 10th. They had an evening outdoor ceremony and dinner. 45 people socially distanced. Only 45 people. It has been quite the journey to get here with COVID, but they learned to support each other through it all. Andrew's been able to keep the shop open. He's been able to decrease his hours and help her at home with the dogs and cooking. She began a new position. She's able to work from home. Their dogs and their cats are adapting to being together. September 10th. I mean, they had to write this December 10th, maybe. 3 months. 3 months of marriage, they've adapted beautifully. Even with everything going on, we can't believe it. 3 months. I mean, I've bought shoes before online that I'm like, these are the wrong size. I'll wear them for 3 months. Come on, people. And it goes on and blah blah blah. So we're gonna move to this next one. I quite liked. Oh, that's for our next segment. This is someone said this was a long note. I want to send the whole note. Just the end. I really liked. So it ends like this. The golf courses have still been open, and he's been able to play most days. He's also been able to go back to volunteering. Otherwise, an almost 49-year-old marriage would probably be in great jeopardy. Okay. R.I.P. Trebek, by the way. We can walk and generally do see the kids and a few good friends, so life goes on. And yes, we wear our masks, we will get the vaccine, and we believe in science! Merry Christmas and an amazing 2021 to you. Wow, a little there at the end. I like that. By the way, we don't wear our masks. We don't wear our masks, and we licked the envelope and the letter too, just for good measure. So we believe it. We do wear our masks, and we're science, baby. You gotta like it. A little bit of politics there at the end. That's great. Not politics. I guess just this is letting you know where I stand. Okay, so I think this person might want to keep this anonymous. This final one. I think this was a corporate situation, which I think is fantastic. Very nice letterhead. Nice Christmassy, what do you call that? Stationery. Yeah, I'm an adult. We made it to Christmas. As we begin to close out the chaotic and unpredictable year of 2020, it would be simple for us to list all the reasons why 2020 was a terrible year, and why we're looking for a fresh start. With that being said, it's important for us to couple those unfortunate events with the blessings that we found. Why is there like... It reminds me of when I had to do like a thesis paper. And they're like, remember, you have to do an intro paragraph and then state the thesis. Just get on with it. Here's some of the blessings that our family found to hang our hats on this Christmas. Nice thesis. Hunter, who's 21, is in his junior year. This year he chose to take classes online while living at home. In order to continue to run his successful lawn care business. Okay. While he does miss the college atmosphere of a football game on a Saturday, it was nice to have him home. He looks forward to continuing his schooling in the spring and will aim to expand his business into 2021. Wow, okay, little entrepreneur. Dalton, who's 25, is in his second year. Shouldn't he just be doing his own cards? I don't want to hear about your 25-year-old. He's in his second year of teaching second grade. While it's been tough to teach during a pandemic, he's very thankful for the fun staff he gets to work with and the energy the students bring to the school. And the COVID. Dalton is continuing to DJ weddings, run his social media page, and recently published his 7th book. Okay, J.K. Rowling, geez. Little entrepreneurs here. You need your lawn mowed and a good read? Call these guys. Allison, 27? All right. When does this end? They're adult kids. We're getting updates on them. Imagine my parents like, by the way, Trey, he's 28. He We don't, you know, he's a grown man, but we're going to update on him. He, I don't know, he has a wife and a house. And, okay, just let Trey update me. Let Allison, 27, and John have some big news to share. They had twins. Let them share it. Ben and Nora. Okay, good for you guys. Pretty normal names. They're welcome to the family. They have a nice little letterboard picture, which is a classic. Do all of them live at home? Do we have a little full house situation? I don't know. This year has been full of excitement as the two of them have been preparing for their arrival. Can't wait to see what the future has in store. He continues to work at landscaping. It's a very green thumb family. Also running something enterprises in the winter, and she works as a teaching at a church. Wow. And as for me, I'm thankful for a happy and healthy family and friends. Thanks for the update. I hope my parents are like in their 80s. Like Trey, he turned the big 52 this year. Let me update people. And there you have it, folks. A Merry Christmas to you and yours. Do you guys have any, you know, those people, Derek or anyone in your family? Like, I feel like I know people in my family, the happy holidays, like it's Merry Christmas. I feel like you run into those people right now. I don't know. Are you Jewish? That's fine. I don't know. Happy holidays. It's Merry Christmas. I went to this guy. I kind of do both. I mix it up. But I did a happy holidays. And some guy was like, Merry. He kind of made a point to go, Merry Christmas. Like, wow, that one doesn't have a lot of holiday cheer. But I get it. TikTok pyramid scheme ban draws cheers from anti-multi-level marketing groups. It's kind of funny they put the same thing in there. TikTok is banning MLMs. We've made fun of a lot of the MLMs on here. This is, I don't know, this kind of blew my mind actually. So MLMs, is it a pyramid scheme? No, they're very different. Are they, Susan? TikTok is the first major social media network platform to ban MLMs. Especially those that target moms. That's kind of like, I don't know. That's like, we're going to ban TikTok, especially when it targets kids. Like, that isn't that the whole thing? It's for moms. MLMs are no longer welcome on TikTok. The company is the first social media platform to officially ban it. If you're unfamiliar, an MLM is a type of company that doesn't pay its employees direct wages. Instead, they earn commissions by selling products and recruiting others to join. Sounds like the cartel. MLMs are controversial and as of now no longer welcome on TikTok. When it updated its community guidelines, it added MLMs to the frauds and scams section. I mean, I didn't know. I was kind of joked, right? I'm like, I think there's ways where it's not fully like a fraudulent scam, but TikTok, over in China, they were like, we've gotten really big in America. We have a bunch of white ladies trying to sell us makeup. Let's just throw it in the guidelines. I don't want to deal with this. I think that's what happened over there. So what's the... users are warned against uploading content that promotes Ponzi, multi-level marketing, or pyramid schemes. Wow. A pyramid scheme only allows participants to make money when they recruit others to buy into the program. For the people at the top, it's lucrative. For the new participants, it can be a struggle. Yeah, they're pretty similar. MLMs are legal in the U.S. Okay, this breaks it down here. This is going to be fun. So explaining what an MLM is, it says consider the following scenario. Let's say your neighbor, Jane, tells you about a recent investment in a legging product. She tells you how she can work from home, set her own hours, be her own boss, that she's turned a profit, all of the buzzwords. She can help you do the same. You join her team. Joining will involve you with purchasing hundreds of dollars worth of merchandise and training, but once you have your leggings, you can be like Jane and set your own hours. So you do it. You make the investment. Now you just need to sell it. You reach it to your neighbors, all of your friends, your high school people. Depending on the MLM, you're stuck with the merchandise. Wow. Okay. The Federal Trade Commission published a report when they said over 99% of people who join MLMs will fail to turn a profit. Man, oh man, TikTok was about to be a gold mine for MLMs. That's interesting. I wonder how they monitor that. If you just like sign up with a username that's Jane or Susan or Diane or something, they kind of flag it, take a deeper look. I don't know exactly. Or if you have too many videos that are like, I used to have a job, now I don't. I live on the beach with a laptop. They like look into that. So I don't know how they police that exactly, but I felt that was pretty significant news. News. Did I say nudes? We are talking about TikTok. It is a very interesting app. I don't know. That's very interesting to me. I hope TikTok never bans my business. Being a silly boy of a 28-year-old. No more grown men who are acting like silly boys. That would devastate my business model. So, thoughts and prayers. Someone sent me this. This is a photo someone posted on Facebook. 33 pairs here, and 5 more just came in, and 2 more on the way of Crocs. We've got a tie-dye pair. We've got a pink pair, an orange pair, a yellow pair, a blue pair. This person, it looks like it seems Shelby's her name. Probably a girl. Could be a boy. Big Croc fan. I don't know. I think that we're talking about MLMs. You raise a red flag if your name is Jane or something. If you know, we see a lot of Netflix documentaries. I love a good true crime. Who doesn't? Like, ooh, let's call up and hear about how this person wore people's skin. This, if some murder is committed in your area and they're like, we have a warrant, we got to search your place, and you find 33 different pairs of Crocs, you're suspect number one. That's a serial killer move. Like, what'd you see about the person? You said you saw someone leaving their house late at night. This is where we found the body. What do you see? It's like I couldn't make out much. I could feel like I could hear it, and I saw a glimmer. I think they had on lime green Crocs. Like, are you sure? People, do they make them in that color? People buy those? I maybe serial killers have, maybe she hacked the system and like made herself a pair. I don't know, but I'm just telling you what I saw. 33, 5 more just came in, 2 more coming. She's gonna hit that sweet 40. Sounds like 40 pairs of Crocs. Have you ever owned Crocs, Derek? I have to be honest, I bought a pair of Crocs for a bit one time, and I put them on, and I was like, oh, I see how people might get into these. I threw them immediately away. I was like, I can't succumb to this. Are Crocs still killing it? They're just so interesting to me. Oh, what a heinous piece of shoe. Someone made a whole bunch of money because they like came up with little ornaments you can stick in the holes to like decorate them. That's a big time serial killer. It looks like she might. I think she's got a few in there. Yep. See, look, I'm doing my own investigative research here. If you zoom in here, it gets all pixelated. I think we might have a little Snoopy in this light blue croc. And she left peanuts on the site. Connect the dots. You got some in this pink shirt. Was that a zebra print? A Dalmatian? Oh. Big time serial killer move there. Put away your Crocs. I hope you guys are getting to see a little bit of family. I don't know how everyone's doing it. It makes me think of how we always did opening. Wait, Derek, you said you woke up at 4 a.m. for your gifts?
We did. It kept going earlier and earlier every even when we were in
4 a.m.
like college. Like we woke up before the sun. My parents hated it, but
Oh, I it is funny the trajectory. I mean, used to not be able to go to bed. So excited, couldn't believe it. Then you it's believing in Santa, if you grew up in the church, believing in Santa is a lot like believing in Jesus. Except once, okay, I don't know if kids are listening. Well, you're first thing you just your parents tell you about it, and you're like, yeah, I'm down. This is fun. I'm all in. And then you kind of have a moment where you're like, okay, I don't really know anything about them. I'm a little suspicious. You start looking into Santa a little bit. You're like, okay, hey, I'm gonna need I need a little proof here. I'm gonna write this letter. You better write me back, Santa. Okay, I'm getting a little suspicious. And then it goes full circle, and then you're kind of in the phase of like, oh, I'm too cool for this. I want to sleep in during this. And then it comes back around as an adult, and I couldn't love Christmas more. It's kind of a little funny, but I Yeah, you mentioned Derek. Yeah, 4 a.m. We would, our gift, opening, unopening, was, I mean, when I tell you it was brutal, we were the family. I don't know how everyone's family does it. I've vouched year after year if we could do that. Let's do the open your gifts like as fast as you possibly can. It's an exciting thing. That never, no. We, one at a time. And when I tell you one at a time, it's not like unopened, thank you, move on. It took us 6 hours. I'm not kidding. It's horrible. I dreaded Christmas Day by the end of it. We were for the several years, we're at a weird point where like grandparents are way too generous. They want to spoil everyone. Each four grandkids gets 19 different gifts or something, which I mean is for a while is cool, but it's like I don't need another button up, gam gam. And then oh, and you're just and it's all my cousins and my sister, all women, mostly aunts. So, the guys are like golf balls, thanks. Next. And these women are like, ooh, another Stein Mart skirt. Stand up. Let me see it. Set it to my waist. Ooh, I think that'll look nice. Does it fit? Let me see. What do I wear it with? I could wear it with khaki. Could I wear it with, ooh, it could go with these shoes. Oh, I got a necklace. Did you get cologne? Did you get perfume? Pass it around. There's 16 of us. Every one of us needs to smell it. Pass around. Pass. 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 I mean, that's 5 minutes right there. It was excruciating. And then by the end of it, they're like, okay, we need to do something different here. It takes too long, and I feel like people are getting stressed because they're doing too much shopping. And now we have this new generation. These kids are becoming adults. They don't have all this money to buy 20 gifts. So what do? So we cut back the gifts. I'm like, let's do no gifts. Let's just eat. But that's not allowed either. When I tell you, I can't get over that, man. That's what we did for years. This one, time's going on, so it's different. I'll have to see what the new kind of traditions will be as family moves on and on. But I'm gonna push for let's all open these. Last place doesn't get to keep their gifts. That's what I'm gonna push for. All right. Oh, little 3-year-old Claire, cousin Claire, you're too slow. Give me ba that back. We're gonna learn this tough way. This is America. You got to compete out here. So that's my idea of Christmas cheer, I think. yeah, that was. I remember my stocking, or I never did it right. I just do it too fast and put it back. I didn't get a photo. It's like you got to take a photo of every gift. I have 11 gifts here. Unwrap, take it out, show everyone. Maybe pass it around. Pause, take a photo, put it back. Put up the trash, set it to the side. I don't even want, I don't, this is not worth it to me. I don't want this anymore. And you do the classic, like, what do you want? Send me the link. And then my aunt Amazons it to her house. I've even done it where I Amazon it to her house and she wraps it and then I unwrap. What are we doing here? Bezos already wrapped it. That's becoming much more the thing, which is, I guess everyone gets what they want. It's fine, but it's funny. I'm going to order by Christmas lips and Amazon it to your house and you're going to wrap it. Why are we even wrapping it? Because that's what we do. Just shut up and unwrap it and have some Christmas cheer. Deal with it. Oh, and then I remember every year you have the we used to do, Lord knows why. My family chose to do a family reunion on Christmas Day. You know the family reunions where you see the family once a year? And you have to like love them and talk to them because they're family. From like, that's my quadruple cousin. That's my fourth cousin. I don't even know her last name. I just overheard her name again and was reminded of it. I know my dentist better than her. There's got to be at some point we've got to draw the line on family here. I mean, I guess I'm related to Lord knows who at some point, but. So we used to do that, which was just so Christmas Day was wild. We're like, let's, that thing that like most everyone like dreads doing? Let's do that on the funnest day of the year. I think that would be make sense. So that was interesting. But correct opinions. We just, we get triggered here. But Christmas Day, all the other things of Christmas was great. I love Christmas. I'm very, very excited. Hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas. I know I will. If I you know, I'm gonna hope Santa puts some Imodium in my stocking. That's kind of my Christmas vibe, but it'll be a good time. I guess no church service. Well, I guess, well, I bet a lot do actually, but I don't know if where I'm going there will be many. It's wild. It's weird year to have Christmas. Weird year to do anything. New Year's is just gonna hit way different. I've got to plan some stuff for that. I mean, that might be this year's. That's right there with Christmas. So I hope you guys have a good time. I'm rocking the Do Less God Bless merch. We have some out. I think it's a lot of it sold out. So just make sure you're paying attention for the next drop too. There might be some still out there. And like we said, we're doing a big $1,000 giveaway. It's the holiday season to one lucky person who's a Do Less guest. Go to treykennedy.com/DLG to sign up. You get a bunch of bonus material. We have big plans for that in 2021. So you don't want to be late to that. Sign up for that. Part of it goes to charity. And share this podcast with friends. I think we, in 2021, I have some fun ideas with this. I think we might have some guests on here. Let me know if you agree with that, who you want to see on here. And we will talk to you next week. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all my Jewish listeners. Do Mormons say Merry Christmas? That was a joke. Merry Christmas to everyone. Do less. God bless. Talk to you next week. Peace. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.